So Emily Barrett is the Town of Cary's sustainability manager and has been in that position for about 3 years. She's the first sustainability manager for the town, and she's worked with the town council to pass the town's first strategic energy action plan to drive down energy use in town operations. Assistant Chief Tony Jordan is the Cary Fire Department's Chief of Logistics, which entails the procurement and maintenance of all capital assets for the department. And he's also the fire department's liaison to the town sustainability office. And then finally, Chief Alan Kane has been the Cary Fire Chief since 2003. And he oversees over 200 employees responding to about 7,000 emergencies every year. He's had a long career in public safety, starting with his days as a volunteer firefighter in high school. And as you're going to hear from his presentation, he's also a champion for energy efficiency. So with that, I'll turn it over to Emily.
Thanks so much, Andrea. Thanks to everyone. Can you see our slides now, the town crest?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. So, again, my name is Emily Barrett. I'm the sustainability manager for the town of Cary, and we'd like to thank you for listening to our approach toward sustainability in a mission-driven department. In March of 2011, EPA awarded the town of Cary an EPA Climate Showcase Communities grant, and we were really grateful for that. We as a town have been driving towards systemizing our approach to sustainability, and I'm lucky as a sustainability manager to have two great leaders in our town, both Chief Kane, the chief of the fire department, and Chief Bazemore, the chief of the police department. We're ready to go on sustainability, and this grant has really helped us systemize our approach in those two departments. So part of the reason that we wanted to go for this grant and was that fire departments are very place-based, and so energy use is part of their buildings. They're 24/7 operations. They're there 365 days of the year. And we split that up. We wanted to look at existing buildings and increase our performance there. We wanted to look at new buildings, and I'll tell you a little bit about that in a moment. And we wanted to look at the behavior in those buildings and how we could achieve energy reduction in all three of those place-based areas. And Tony will tell you a lot about our energy competition and things that we've uncovered, both expected and surprising in those endeavors. We also determined that, as many of you probably know, opportunities regarding transportation are more limited, though Chief Jordan has drafted a standard operating procedure for how the fire department will reduce idling. And so we hope to share some of our experience with that as well, and be happy to share that SOP with anyone who'd like a copy. We've also been testing out a hybrid in administrative functions. We have a hybrid car for our fire educator, which is really kind of neat because she gets out in the community a lot, and so it really puts a public face on what the town's trying to do regarding energy and the environment. I told you I'd tell you a little bit about our new building. Like many of you in local government operations, Town of Cary has had a very constrained budget the past few years, and we are not building a lot of new buildings. So Fire Station 8 is a building that is under construction now, and when the council was considering this new building, they really felt that it was important to build the building today for the long run. And so they did allocate some extra dollars to make sure that it was a higher-performing building that would cost the town less month after month. And because of the fire station grant, the grant that we got from EPA, we've been able to really build on that. It's going to be a 14,500-square-foot fire station with a police substation. Will undergo enhanced commissioning. It is the town's first green building. We expect it to be 30% more energy efficient than current code. We'll have a 20-kilowatt solar PV system, a white roof, solar thermal hot water heating. We've taken advantage of the low-impact development or LID site design. We'll have LED site lighting. Our toilets are piped for reclaimed water. We have sustainable landscaping, and we've just approved on the new building front a bond to build another station. And because of our experiences thus far with 8, we are planning on considering energy first when we build that station. And energy is no longer an afterthought at the town of Cary. It is a primary consideration, and we're really excited about that. So like Andrea said, a key component of the Climate Showcase Communities grant is not only driving energy conservation where you are, but sharing it with others. So what we intend to do is to share our experiences within the fire and police service, and today we're talking more about fire, using successes in the town of Cary and other departments. And I wanted to take a moment to really thank our key partners, because as you drill into the information that we're going to be providing, you'll find that the town of Chapel Hill, the city of Charlotte, the city of Durham, the city of Raleigh, all have years of experience implementing sustainability initiatives in the fire service. And therefore, they could speak from a place of knowing, perhaps more than we can here in Cary thus far, about what works and what doesn't. Because, again, it is a very particular kind of operation. We also, here in the town of Cary, are working on existing buildings. We're retrofitting all of our existing stations so that they're higher energy performers. That work is underway now. And we've also compiled firehouse energy performance for 91 stations in North Carolina. And we found that on average, the stations that we profiled are 25% more energy intensive than the national median. That means that there's tremendous opportunity to drive down energy use in firehouses. And so what we hope to do, and you'll hear a little bit more after Tony speaks, that we hope to inspire and challenge others to do what we here in the Triangle have done and in Charlotte have done to not only drive down energy use, but be creative and work hard to try to find solutions that work for this particular application. With that, I'll turn it over to